is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has proclaimed unwavering UN commitment to a fully denuclearized North Korea, even as a divided Security Council allows more room for the isolated country to expand its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Guterres, meeting South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in Seoul Friday, said he affirms the UN's, quote, clear commitment to the full, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and DPRK, end quote, using the initials of North Korea's formal name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. British author Salman Rushdie, long the target of death threats for his controversial work in support of free speech, remains hospitalized after being attacked in western New York State Friday. VOA's Marissa Melton with more.
The agent for author Salman Rushdie has confirmed that his client has been taken off a ventilator and is able to talk a day after being stabbed as he prepared to give a lecture in Chautauqua, New York. His agent, Andrew Wiley, had earlier said Rushdie suffered damage to his liver, the nerves in one arm, and one eye. The attack was met with shock and outrage from much of the world, along with tributes and praise for the award-winning author who, for more than 30 years, has faced death threats for the 1988 novel The Satanic Verses. President Joe Biden said Saturday in a statement that he and First Lady Jill Biden were shocked and saddened by the attack. Also Saturday, the man accused of attacking Rushdie pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder and assault. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For more on these stories or any of the stories we're following, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app and search VOA News. This is VOA News. Police remained at the National Tallying Center on Sunday morning in Kenya as peaceful presidential elections saw a brief disruption late Saturday when riot police responded to scuffles at the center amid tensions over close results. An agent for longtime opposition leader and candidate Raila Odinga announced from the lectern that the tallying center was the, quote, scene of a crime, end quote, before calm was restored. The agent offered no evidence in the latest example of the unverified claims that both top campaigns have made as Kenya waits for official results. The Electoral Commission has 7 days from Tuesday's election to announce results. Russia's military pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight, claiming gains as Ukrainian forces pressed a counter-offensive to try to take back an occupied southern region, striking the last working bridge over a river in the Russian-occupied Kherson region, Ukrainian authorities said Saturday. A Russian rocket attack on the city of Kramatorsk killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday night, according to the mayor. Kramatorsk is the headquarters for Ukrainian forces in the country's war-torn east. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid said at a meeting in Jerusalem Sunday that, quote, whoever harms the citizens of Israel will have nowhere to run, end quote. His comments come after a gunman opened fire at a bus near Jerusalem's Old City early Sunday, wounding 8 Israelis in a suspected Palestinian attack that came a week after violence flared up between Israel and militants in Gaza, police and medics said. Lapid said at the beginning of his weekly cabinet meeting that the attacker turned himself in to the Israeli police Sunday morning and is currently under investigation. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Chief Imran Khan held a rally to mark the country's Independence Day celebration Saturday, where he dismissed the impression that he was anti-U.S. Khan was prime minister from 2018 until April this year when he was forced to step down after losing a confidence vote. South China's Henan province is ramping up mass COVID-19 testing and facilitating the return trips for stranded tourists amid the fresh round of epidemic resurgence, said local health officials Sunday. Hainan is one of the most popular tourist destinations in China and has been hit by a sudden outbreak of COVID-19 since August 1st. Residents were cleaning out the mud Sunday from flash floods caused by heavy rains from Tropical Storm Mulan. It flooded more than 2,000 properties in the Mae Sae province of Thailand Saturday. The northern Thai town borders Myanmar. Via remote, I'm Diane.